Oh my God, that was wonderful. Guys, we have one more storyteller tonight. I'm not going to surprise you with who it is. This gentleman has worked long and hard in the Chicago storytelling scene, doing amazing work with shows like Old School, New School. He also runs a workshop every month. He brought many of the speakers here tonight. He is just a great dude. I'm so excited to have him here. This is Scott Whitehair. Thank you, Scott.
Can we hear it for all the performers that you saw tonight? It's an amazing show. My dad's not the kind of guy that you would expect to see turn a cartwheel from joy. But I wanted a little bit more from him. I should have known better. He was about he was like a bourbon-drinking statue. He was beyond stoic. When he got out of high school when he was 18, he went right into the Navy. When he got out of the Navy, he went right into the steel mills in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he planned to spend his career. And when the mills shut down unexpectedly and spit those guys out into the city, he did whatever he could, maintenance work, hard manual labor, whatever he needed to do to make a living and take care of his family. It was no nonsense. But still, I wanted a little bit more of a reaction from him when I got him a gift. Because I'm the opposite of my dad. I'm like ultra emotional. Like, I saw a parade in Austin 2 weeks ago, and I shed a tear, and I went, God, it's so beautiful. People just walking down the street. It's really great. So look at everybody. That's a tuba. So I would try with my dad as much as I could. And at Christmas, like the one Christmas, I got him a CD of mountain music that I researched to find songs that came from, like where my family came from, West Virginia. And even some songs were on there that my grandfather used to play on guitar, I'd heard. So I wrap it up and I give it to him. And I'm like, here you go. He unwraps it. And he raises his eyebrows and nods. I'm like, all right, I gotta try again. So I got him the next year. I found on eBay, and this was before these things were available commercially, I found all of the Steelers Super Bowl runs and all the Super Bowl games, the telecasts on DVD. I wrap it up, I give it to him, and wraps it, eyebrows and a nod. The next year, I find a stock certificate from the mill that he worked most of his life in, and I had it framed and matted, and I'm like, here we go. I give it to him, unwraps it, eyebrows and a nod. When other people came over that Christmas, they're like, oh my God, Tom, that's great. And he's sitting there with the whiskey. He's like, yeah. I know he appreciated things, but I couldn't get a reaction. Finally, I got to the point, I'm like, Dad, what would make you excited? What kind of gift would you enjoy? And he goes, socks. Which he wore them a lot, so yeah. So I kept trying, and I kept trying. Now, in 2009, I had lived in Chicago for a few years. My family, my mom and my dad, were coming to visit. And this was exciting for a few reasons. One, they don't really like to go anywhere because they don't like to ever have their car parked further than like a block away where they can like see and touch it. It's not even a nice car. They just need to know where it's at. And so they were coming to Chicago. And the second thing was I thought this is a great chance to show them why I love this city, because they never fully understood why I moved. Like, what did we not have in Lowerborough, Pennsylvania that somebody would need? I mean, we didn't have a Red Lobster and people were in town were upset about that. But you could drive 20 minutes to Monroeville and go get endless shrimp if you wanted. And third, I thought, here's a chance to show my dad. You know, maybe it wasn't a gift, maybe it was an experience. Maybe I need to try it out and get a reaction out of an experience. So I thought I can wrap all these those two things together, the experience, my experience of Chicago, and give him an experience and maybe get a reaction. So I start looking right away. And, you know, friends give me suggestions. One's like, oh, King Spa, the Korean spa in Niles. And I just had this vision of my dad sitting in, like, shorts and a T-shirt, eating kimchi in a gold pyramid sauna room, and I'm like, oh no, no, that'll get me murdered. And someone's like, oh, tapas, that's an experience. He's never, and I thought, you do not bring a Pittsburgh steel mill worker a $9 plate of olives. This is just not gonna go over. So I'm looking, I can't find anything, and finally, one day, I open up the Chicago Reader, and there it is. The Music Box Theater is having the sing along Sound of Music.
Yes.
Woo! And right when I saw it, I thought, oh, I remember. My dad loved to punish us any number of ways. But his favorite thing to threaten was, if you guys don't settle down, quit messing around, I'm going to sit you down and make you watch The Sound of Music with me. I had never seen it. I'd never seen him watch it. But this was like a constant threat. And when I saw this, I didn't have any other ideas. And I thought, maybe he really likes it. So I call up my mom, because I'm not really sure. And my mom, the conversation started, every conversation starts with my mom this way. She talks for 15 minutes about what she bought at Costco and how things are going at Curves. And then finally we can get to the thing. And I'm like, Mom, does he really like The Sound of Music? And my mom, who's been with him for like 40 years, goes, I don't know. And I'm like, Mom, this is really important. Does Dad like the movie The Sound of Music? Can you remember anything? She goes, not sure. These muffins at Costco, they were only like $14. I'm like, okay, all right. So I have no ideas, and I'm like, I'm going to try this, because he mentioned so many times it's an experience. It'll be different for him, for sure. And so they come to town, and the afternoon they're there at first is great. We're having a good time just catching up, except every 5 minutes they like go over and pull open the blinds to make sure their car is still on the street. But we get through the day, and that night we have dinner, and I'm like, I have something special planned. And we get in a cab, and we drive over to the Music Box. You guys know the Music Box?
Yeah.
It's a great restored theater in Chicago. We pull up, it's marquee's beautiful, get out of the cab, and I do this. My dad looks at Sound of Music sing-along. He raises his eyebrows and nods. And I think, oh, fuck. I have really met. I'm like, what have I done? This was stupid. I'm like, that's what he threatened to torture us with. Now I'm going to do that to him. And I'm like, oh, and I can't even look at him. We're like on a, I'm like, well, let's go in. So I'm like keeping him on my periphery. I don't want to look at him. We fight our way. The lobby is really crowded because everyone's excited. I pay for the tickets. He tries. So I'm like, no, I got this. And I'm just keeping, I can't look at him because I'm like, I don't want to see his face right now. This is going to be horrible. So we go into the theater. There's a costume contest. So people are wearing costumes. And we sit down on an aisle. My dad has a bad knee, and I still can't look at him. So I talk to my mom. My mom, all she can say is, there are a lot of nuns here. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, the movie. And she's like, there are a lot of nuns. I'm like, okay. So the lights go down. The movie starts. There's Julie Andrews. The Hills Are Alive. The Sound of Music. And I still can't look. And the ball's starting to bounce. And I'm like, all right. At this point, I'm glad I brought a flask of whiskey with me. Yeah. So I can, like, mentally escape. So I'm patting my pocket. And finally, I think, I've got to look over. I just got to take my medicine and see what I've done to this poor man. When I look over, tears are streaming down my dad's cheeks. For the next 3 hours, this stoic man, this Pittsburgh steel mill worker, sang every word to every song in The Sound of Music. He's just sitting there, he's like,
go, a deer, a female deer.
Every song. And I saw this, and I got excited. I pulled out the whiskey. Now a celebratory whiskey. And we're like, we're like Edelweissing it up back and forth. We're like, yeah, you know, and throwing stuff. They had props and everything. And it was great. And when the family on screen was making their escape, we had to escape the Music Box. So we said, so long, farewell, adieu, auf Wiedersehen to the Music Box, and got into a cab. Now, when we got to my apartment, my mom was worn out from her nun spotting, and she's like, I'm going to bed. So it was just my dad and I, and I went to the fridge, and I got beers. I got him a Coors Light that he brought along from Pittsburgh. And I got myself a microbrew that was like made with coriander and orange peels. Like, here we go. So we sit on the couch, and Jay Leno's on, and it's not my choice, but the volume's down. We're just kind of staring at the TV, and we're sitting there for a while. We drink our beers, and finally, all right, so I go to get up. I'm like, good night, Dad. I start to walk away, and he says, when I was in the Navy and stationed in San Diego, so furthest away I'd ever been from home, I didn't know anybody. He said, but anytime I could get off base, I went down the street to this little movie theater and watched The Sound of Music. I must have seen it a couple dozen times. And it always just made me feel better. I didn't know what to say to that, so I kind of stood there for a second. I started then back to my bedroom, but in the doorway I stopped and I said, so Dad, was that okay? And he raised his eyebrows and nodded. But it was more than enough.